Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Our next guest is a friend of the show. He's crushing it on WFAN in New York. Sal Licata, he knows baseball. He knows what's going on all around the world of sports, and we love talking with him. What's going on, brother? How are you, man?
Miss you guys. How you been?
Man, we're good, bro. I mean, like, you know, the Braves are winning, but we got guys in this lineup that are not hitting. The Falcons created, to my partner's point, a controversy with what they did. So, man, listen, our lives for us has been great, but we got a lot going on, man. How you been?
Great. I mean, I'm enjoying life as a New York sports fan right now. By the way, for the record, I love the Penix pick.
So
I mean,
do
what
I.
are we talking about here? Come on.
So do I.
Now, here's the deal.
Name me a more valuable commodity in the NFL than quarterbacks. Atlanta now has two of them.
Yeah, but we also need edge rush and corner, and that you could have spent the money on Cousins on free agents. If they love this guy, look, we interviewed the general manager who's got literally hearts in his eyes, Sal. If you love this guy so much, even if you needed to move up for the, and give up a 25th first-rounder, which you probably didn't have to anyway, just draft him. Upgrade the backup. Right. This is, to me, driven by Arthur Blank, so we'll never be in quarterback hell again. To me, you're wasting money that could make the team instantly better, much better. Let Penix cook, because this city will be quarterback controversy, Sal, all as long as Cousins and this guy are in the same quarterback room.
Yeah, all right, big deal. So for a year or so. Hey, look, Kirk Cousins isn't winning a Super Bowl. Hate to break it to you. Cousins isn't winning a Super Bowl. And
so why pay for him?
Atlanta is not going to be picking in the top 10 in the near future anyway, so good for them to get their quarterback now.
You're going to give me some stock tips, too, since you're clairvoyant like the GM?
Everybody,
I love it, man.
You know the deal. Everybody's been saying that. And by the way, for those who don't know, Sal,
he's a Falcons fan.
Yes, big Falcon fan, big Matt Ryan supporter. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. Bro, let's talk about, first of all, I want to talk about Jalen Brunson.
I thought you were going to say the Mets, and I was about to hang up.
No.
We'll get to the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, come on. I want to talk about Brunson. Here's what's interesting to me, Sal. Dude leaves the Mavs, and people saw him as like a secondary guy. He gets to the Knicks, right? Team is okay. It's not great. They got to put some guys around him. And he has solidified himself as a legitimate superstar in these playoffs. What is the deal? Like, did anybody see this coming?
No. I mean, I actually said it today on the radio show. I don't know if anybody outside of Leon Rose, Rick Brunson, or Jalen himself actually saw this coming. Like, I didn't think it was a bad signing. I thought it was a good signing. Knicks needed a point guard. I never thought he was going to be a superstar. And forget about even the signing. This year, earlier this year, the question marks were, the Knicks are good, but is Brunson a legitimate superstar? Could he be the best player on a team to win a championship? Now, realistic fans, don't expect the Knicks to win a championship this year. They're banged up, whatever it may be. They're not ready yet. However, I don't think anybody can question anymore that Jalen Brunson is a legitimate, bona fide, number one superstar in the NBA.
This team is fun to watch. We're going to get into the fouls, no fouls in a minute here, as the Hicks and the Knicks, again, made some history because it seemed like it was rather one-sided to a neutral observer. But can they – let's just assume they get on to the next level. Can they handle the Celtics without the depth that the Celtics have, without the size that you're going to need at times?
No, I don't think so. Now, I would have liked to have seen a fully healthy Knicks team. Remember, they're dealing without their second-best player in Julius Randle. And I know a lot of people minimize what Randle could be. Some people are thinking that the Knicks are better without him. Okay, fine. I'm not one of those people. And when you're talking about going up against the Celtics, they are going to need to be full strength. And they're not. No Randle. Who knows what's going to happen now with Anunoby going down last night. They don't have Mitchell Robinson. They don't have Bogdanović. So even if the Knicks were fully healthy, there would have been question marks against Boston. The fact that they're banged up, I love this Knicks team. I respect the hell out of them. Brunson is a superstar. I would be shocked if they even got a game from Boston. I think you'll see the disparity big time next round, assuming the Knicks get there.
All right, before we get to the Mets, it's Sal Licata, guys, WFAN, midday host, host of WFAN's daily podcast as well. What the hell were the Giants doing? Like, I thought for sure they were going to go quarterback. As we get back to the draft and what the Falcons did, what were the Giants doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I hated what they did. Similar to the Falcons, it's interesting to tie them in because I hated what Atlanta did for consecutive years with Pitts, London, Bijan. Not that I don't like those players. I just don't believe in taking skill position players like that at that high when you have other areas of need. So Atlanta did it, obviously, for a few years in a row. With the Giants, they're in a similar spot, although their clear need is quarterback with Daniel Jones being what he is. They're picking this high in the draft. And they didn't come away with any quarterback. They could have had Penix. Now, they didn't like him, obviously, as much as Atlanta. But the Giants showed you that they believe in Daniel Jones moving forward. They could say that they didn't. They could say that they didn't love McCarthy or anybody else. The reality is they felt their best option was Daniel Jones. And that's where I have an issue. It's not about the receiver that they took. Could Neighbors be a stud? Sure. And to me, it's not about that. It's about you. If you don't like the quarterback there, trade out. Do not take a skill position player. I would trade down and get more to build around. So I didn't like the Giants pick.
So not to bring it back to a sore subject in my world, but the Giants would never have been in the mix for Penix.
The Giants could have had him. They just chose not to. It was the rumors were about McCarthy. The rumors were about McCarthy and then, of course, trading up for Drake May at number three. They didn't want to give up the haul that it would have taken to get to number three to deal with New England to get Drake May. Okay, fine. You don't have the guts for that. Then trade out or figure out a way. Why not take Penix? Right. Now, they didn't like him. I can't force, each team views different players differently. I think Atlanta was the small ones here. The Giants were not. And you're not going to see it immediately, but you're going to see it down the road. Who is going to be the franchise quarterback of the Giants?
Right.
It can't be Daniel Jones. We've seen it too many times. It can't be him. So he is the guy right now. Then it's going to be another year six, might I add. Year six is going to be another prove-it year for Daniel Jones. So let's say he doesn't prove it this year, or even if he's mediocre again and maybe they make the playoffs. So then what? What are they going to do? Double down again and make it year seven on Daniel Jones and give him another contract extension or pick up his option?
Right.
They need another quarterback, and I'm not sure where that guy's coming from. And when you're up that high in the draft, you better figure out a way to get the quarterback that you want, whether it is going over the top to get May or taking a chance on McCarthy or Penix. They didn't either.
Right. And again, it would have made more sense for you guys to do it because no one, as you said, nobody believes in Daniel Jones. By the way, what was that nonsense with Mara kind of taking Dable to kind of cool it back at the owners' meetings? Is everybody on the same page? Is Dable on the hot seat now?
No, I don't think Dable's on the hot seat. There's a lot of bull crap out there about, the Giants had a bad year. It's because of Belichick, because there's always been the infatuation, and rightfully so, with Bill Belichick and the ties to the Giants and history and all that stuff. So Belichick's now available. If Dable struggles again, maybe they would make a change. Dable was a little bit of a hothead, I guess, getting into it with Wink Martindale, and he could be hard on some of the coaches. I'm not buying that. I mean, I do think he could be a hard ass, but I think Dable's a terrific coach, and there's been more good than bad. I do not think the Giants want to change. So he's not on the hot seat. I think the Giants could finish, with six wins again or whatever it is. And Dable's not going anywhere.
Sal Licata joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about the Mets because the Braves are going into New York this weekend. Fool's gold. I mean, they're 500, third in the East. Better than what I expected, Sal.
Right. Let's talk about the first place Phillies, boys. look, I can't buy into the Mets. I love the team, but I just don't think they're very good. They're at least a year away from competing at a high level. They've been scrappy. The fact that they bounced back from that awful 0-5 start has been impressive. And look, they took 2 out of 3 from Atlanta down there. I thought that, to me, was a good sign. Even the good Mets team struggled down there, as you guys well know. So that was a good sign of the fight this team has. They're just not good enough. One thing you should watch out for, though, Christian Scott, who's going to be making his Citi Field debut on Saturday. He was impressive in his first start last week. He could be nasty. I do think the Mets have a bright future. It's just not now. They're not on the same level as the Braves or the Phillies this year.
The Yankees have got the second-best pitching staff statistically in the AL. It's always seemed to me, Sal, that the Yankees, the Achilles heel is always the pitching because, boy, Soto looks like a rock star right now.
The Yankees are, once again, a bully team, and they look very, very good, if not great, against bad teams like the Astros, like the Tigers. When they played the Orioles last week, to me, that was an early season measuring stick. They lost 3 of 4. They scored 2 runs in 3 games in a row after scoring 30 runs in Milwaukee in 2 games over the weekend. Then they have a 4-game series that they scored 6 runs total. So it shows you that the Yankees' main issue is that they've been a bully offense. When everything's going well, they're hitting a ton of home runs, looking like they can't be beat. But when they face good pitching, good teams, they struggle. That will have to be proven in the postseason. Soto's a different animal. We know he's going to be great wherever he is postseason. Doesn't matter, whatever city, whatever team. But it's the rest of the guys that I worry about. I don't think the Yankees are as good as their record says they are right now.
Sal, great stuff, man. Continued success. I know you guys are crushing it up there. Good to have you on. We'll see what happens this weekend with Braves and Mets. And always love you coming on, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me. Go Dirty Bird.
Yeah, man. Hey, there it is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.